te hiku o te ika, whakarongo tonu mai.
Kamihi tonu kia koutou whakarongo tonu mai nei ki te reo o te hiku o te ika. Tā koutou kai pāpāhora kei konei e mihi atu nei ko Pā Kelly. Ko tāku kei rungai tu wai ko Trudy Brown, ka kōrero maua i ngā update mō ngā pātaka kai o roto o te hiku o te ika ke ake nei. Pēhā nā te haere e hanga whakaro mō muri ke ake nei. Nā rungai te aha e tata haere ana rā ki te kirihime te no reira ka pōwhiria mai. Te tamahine nei kiuta no reira. Kia ora, Trudy.
Ai, tēnā koe pā, tēnā koutou katoa i whakarongo mai ana i ngā mahi tēnei kia koutou. Great things are happening at our pātaka kai, but I think the fact still remains is that we would love to have more kai, more fruit, more veggies being dropped off at our pātaka kai. Just the need is so great in our community. There are a lot of people that need just an extra, some extra veggies, some extra fruit, things like that to just help their with their groceries in their home. And we're talking about whānau who are normal whānau, low income, which is a lot of our whānau in town. They're not doing drugs, they're not doing any of that sort of stuff. They're just struggling to feed the whānau because there are just so many things that have risen in price. So we're just really privileged to have whānau who drop kai off. This week we've had lots of citrus being dropped off. We've had lots of celery and vegetables being dropped off, but we still need a lot more. So if you're at home and you're looking in your cupboards and you've got cans of food or any other non-perishable goods, then please bring them down to our pātaka kai. We're at number 60 North Road here in Kaitaia, outside the Manawhare. The wind was blowing so hard this week that on Monday the whole pātaka blew over, completely blew over. So it has been a bit gusty, but that hasn't stopped our whānau who really need kai. It hasn't stopped them coming in and just grabbing what they need. So please, if you've got some extra kai at your whare and you want to help another whānau in Kaitaia, then by all means bring it down to our pātaka kai. Other than that, we've had Moana's been making her fried bread, going out and visiting our whānau. Our whānau are just struggling with things like, going to the doctors, and that's eating into their grocery money. So, they just need a bit of a hand to buy food. And most of our whānau are in that position. So, yeah, it would be helpful if you have got some extra kai, just bring it down to us. Kia ora.
Ai, kia ora e tētā mahine, Trudy, e tautoko anai i e nā kōrero au, ai, me rātou e tākoha tonu mai nā ahakoa tainoa ki tēnei wā, e mihi tonu ana, any contribution, perishables, non-perishables, and even flour, sugar, pēnā tāu green, citrus, every little bit helps, cause the kaupapa e tētā mahine, it's not a handout, but a hand up. Nā rungai tēnā, and anyway, for us, the hiku, we've got a hiku going to Kerikeri today. We're meeting up with the ones for our radio stations, the mainstream, and also our Māori radio and media. Kei reira, we knew this was coming. However, we just didn't know when it was going to turn up, and tō rātou whakaro e Trudy is they would like to absorb some of our Māori stations, if not all, into their Pākehā mainstream. And I know what would happen if that happens, is that Pākehā get to dictate what we do, how we do it, and when we do it on our stations. As for yourself, myself, and all our listeners, kei wahona, mohiona, that the hard work, the hard yards, the hands to the button, the voices to the mics, the waiatas, that have been created when we didn't have access to internet to use other songs, were all done by contribution of kuia, kaumātua, whānau, kaimahi, everybody that contributed to te hiku o te ika to get it to where it is today. So Trudy, ko tēnei pātai noiho, if te hiku o te ika had to be absorbed into mainstream and our reo, how it is now, diminished or even disappeared totally from the airways, how would that, if any, would that affect your fellow's kaupapa and the assistance that's been out there for our people in need, for a hand up, not a handout? Would that affect that kaupapa at all, Trudy?
Ai, kia ora pa. I'm really sad to hear that our Māori radios are under threat and under risk from the government making some changes, because, you know, it should remain with Māori. We should be the decision makers for what happens with Māori radio. So I just want to wish you all the luck going over to Kerikeri, but we don't want this to happen at all. We want to keep our Māori radios under the umbrella of our whānau hapū and iwi. And I'm not quite sure what the, you know, why they are going along the lines that they're wanting to go, the government. But, you know, I support Māori radio because it's us. You know, it's how we reflect ourselves to the world. It's, you know, it's about kaupapa that matter to us as Māori. So I'm really sad to hear that that's where the government are trying to take Māori radio. And I think we all need to, everybody in the community needs to get up and fight for our radio, our Māori radio station. Yeah, and as someone who was there at the beginning, like I remember the start of Te Hiku Radio, you know, very humble beginnings up at Te Rangi Aniwaniwa back then, which was a Access Maxis course run by the ANT Trust and Opony Trust Board were in there. So, you know, it's come a long way, and we definitely do not want to go backwards and let, you know, non-Māori run our Māori radio stations. So, yeah, I think it's something everyone in the community needs to get behind. Otherwise, we might lose, you know, this taonga that we have, which is Te Hiku Media.
Ai, kia ora rā. E tautoko ana e mihi ana mō ena. A kōrero ko horaina mai nei koe e pāpā ke ana ki tēnei rātou tātou a teihana te pāpāhotanga o te hiko teika. I agree with you wholeheartedly and totally. However, I'm not sure just what the government's role is in this actually is. I don't think they are directly responsible for what's happening. I think it's just... Well, we know in a lot of government departments, big cuts have been made, like what's been happening ki te papa ata whai, is that a lot of cuts have been made there. However, the thing is that our radio stations, where it is today, is through the sweat of our brows and through the hard work from our kaimahi to get it to where it is. The government didn't have any contribution to that. And to get any funding from government, you know, you don't just put your hand out. You have to then complete the application and then actually place your kaupapa on paper for them to consider whether you're going to get your funding each time the funding needs to be applied for. I don't really understand why that has happened. Why I say that is the government, the old government, were actually taken to the High Court because they actually defined what their obligations were as far as Te Tiriti of Waitangi, that they had to be responsible for the uphold and strength of Ngā Taonga o Te Ao Māori, the language being one of them. They were taken to the High Court and the government lost, and they were ordered to then fund all the Māori stations, including what's actually going today from the originals to actually the whole 22 stations, e pāpāho nei tēnei wā. So I'm just wondering here, have they actually forgotten where they were taken to court, what happened, they lost, and do they really want to go back down that road again? Especially, Te Reo Māori is fully recognised as the language of this land. Jacinda Ardern has made it public that she wants the curriculum now to include a history of Aotearoa as part of the mainstream. So Māori is right up there with the highlight. Why have they decided to come around and target our radio stations? It's a little beyond me, Trudy. However, the thing is, well, let's put it bluntly. If it's a fight they want for our radio stations, a fight they are going to get. Of course, Te Hiku Radio belongs to the five iwi of Muri Whenua. It doesn't belong to Tauiwi. No reira, it truly, e mihi ana you have taken the time, firstly for update on our pātaka kai, but to air your views to do with our radio station Te Hiku o Teika. No reira, e ko. I'll give you our kōrero mutunga for our kaupapa.
Hi, kia ora pa. First of all, I want to thank Tauhu Media for allowing us time, you know, OTC and the pātaka updates, allowing us time to talk to our whānau. And secondly, this is to everyone that listens to Tauhu Media, is, you know, we can't allow any funding to be cut or for our radio station to be at risk. So, you know, we need to mobilise and stand behind Tauhu. So all the best to you, Pa, and the whānau from Te Hiku that are going over to Kirikiri for your hui. And just know that we're standing behind you. Kia ora.
Ai, kia ora. Kia ora, kōrero tawhito e pēnea na pakeke te huarahi ko māro te haere. When the going gets hard, the hard gets going. Nō reira, Trudy, e mihi ana, as usual, for your update on how our pātaka kai is going, and also your views and whatever is happening in Muri Whenua all around Te Hiku o Teika. Nā reira e kō, kia paitora, mauri ora.
Ora.
Tēnā whakarongo mai koutou ki te reo irirangi o Te Hiku o Teika. Iwa te kaumā whetu ira tahi te iarere.